This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Slash and dash!
Slash and dash! We have to slash quickly and then dash to a comedy show.
Woohoo! Okay, so you voted for penis origami.
You filthy animals.
Which isn't really origami, but it's like got penis stuff in it.
Is this someone just playing around with a penis?
I taught penis envy to my year 11s today. And Oedipus and Electra Complex. They were like, Miss, are you having a breakdown? I was like, I didn't make this up. It's a real thing. Imagine if I made it up just to freak you all out. And they were like, that's the kind of thing you might do.
I remember learning about penis envy at school and thinking the same thing. I was like, don't tell me I want a penis. How dare you?
I was like, what if when you get home, what are you going to tell your parents when they say, what did you learn today? I fancy you.
Yeah. Well, at that time, when we did it at school, like, I hadn't even had sex, and the thought of a penis being anywhere near me was horrific. To then be like, yeah, what you really want is a penis. I'm like, no, I definitely don't.
I started off with a description of Luke and a description of my dad. What does this suggest? And the kids are like, that your father is like your husband? And I was like, does it mean that I fancy my dad? And they were like, no. And I was like, maybe it does.
That was brave.
The fuck?
That was fucking brave. Yeah. I
nearly came in with a knob on my head, but that was too far for me.
Just walked in with a strap on. Guess what we're doing today, kids?
Like, it was one of those hen do games where you put
rings on it. Yeah. Oh my
God. Okay, anyway, back to the slash and dash.
Back to origami of penises.
Yeah, not envy of penises.
Is it like foreskin origami? It's like when you pull it up and then smush down the penis.
You'll find out. Okay. So, we're looking at Nico Jenkins, who is a spree killer. So he was born in Colorado, it's an American one, and he first became known to the police age 7 when he brought a loaded gun to school.
Whoa.
Like at 7 years old.
Is that just what they're calling his penis?
I worked at a school and they brought in a gun. And yeah. It was a kid whose dad was a farmer or something, but they brought in a gun.
A real, like, bullet gun?
Yeah.
A bullet gun? That's
a real bullet gun?
I still have learned nothing about guns from this whole thing.
Still don't like them. He didn't live with his family for much of his childhood because he was sent off to basically a children's home. I think he was just so naughty that they just wanted rid of him. But he was even kicked out of the children's home at age 11 for violence.
Where do they put you?
I don't know. Just on the streets with mates, couch surfing.
When was this?
Not even that long ago. So by 12, he had a serious criminal record and he had assaulted people at 12 years old. I mean, this is a troubled young person. Mm. So he grew up. At 17, he went to a youth detention facility for armed carjacking, which I think is what? Stealing?
Grand Theft Auto.
Jacked a car. Jacked it.
Not like when you change a tyre and you jack it up.
No.
Like he wasn't being helpful. Like,
like armed. Like, let me change your tyre.
Armed assistance. Let me help or I'll shoot.
So, from then on he continued to be in and out of prison. So, August the 11th, 2013, Jenkins told two men, George Cajiga Ruiz and Juan Uribe Pina.
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 Is that what it is?
I think so. Or, yeah.
Is that the only peony we're going to get in?
No.
This?
Okay. To come and meet him at Spring Lake Park in Colorado. And he told them he had two female relatives who wanted to perform sex acts on them.
This is like a catfish after dark.
Basically, my sisters want to suck you off.
And I'm really eager to facilitate this.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch. It's not okay. Maybe it's just like doing a friend for a mate. A friend for a mate. A favour for a mate.
I don't know. I won't pimp out my sister.
Weird. So when they arrive, Jenkins shot them both in the head.
Oh.
So they're dead.
Like, what's weirder in this situation? I'm just like...
prostituting your sisters or shooting men in the head.
Like, at least he wasn't trying to prostitute his sisters.
True. So the bodies were found at 5 a.m. the next day by police, but they didn't arrest anyone because they didn't know who it was. And they found that the victim's pockets had been turned inside out, so they'd obviously been looking for money, but I'm not sure that was the main motive. I'm sure
I thought it was a weird street sign, like, oh, if I leave my pocket hanging out, like...
19th of August, Jenkins told former prison friend Curtis Bradford to meet him to do a lick, which I thought
lick his sister.
I thought maybe he's returning the favour, but it actually means commit robbery.
A lick.
Do a lick.
Okay.
So at Clark Street, and Jenkins' sister Erica was there, and she.
So she's involved.
She's involved. She's everywhere.
She's the only one to care about.
Yeah. She shot Bradford, and then Jenkins said, well, he's not dead, and he finished him off with a knife. So this is murder number three. And then 21st of August, Jenkins was looking for a car to steal and stopped Andrea Kruger driving home from her bar job because her child was sick.
Oh.
And he pulled her out of the car and he shot her in the head and he took her car. But he dumped the car just hours later and tried to burn it but failed, and... almost like ripping it out of him a little bit when I read online and said, oh, he'd done a really terrible job of trying to burn it. I think he just held a lighter to the...
Can't even burn a car.
Can't even burn a car.
Like, when I look for a set of criteria for what makes someone great, burning a car is like the minimum requirement.
So...
he can only singe cars. Who needs that?
So August 30th, Jenkins was arrested for an unrelated crime, but police, I think... knew he was involved and they were trying to just bring him in and get him off the streets anyway. So they were trying to find evidence for the murders. And on September 3rd, he just confessed to all four murders. So I think they probably did quite a good job of just freaking him out and stressing him out in the prison till he just confessed to killing all four people. So following his arrest from these crimes, he began to speak about having schizophrenia. And he blamed previous experiences where he'd been put in solitary confinement on him getting worse in prison.
Which happens.
Which does happen. And, it is torture.
It is. I watched... did you watch the Khalif Browder story that I told you?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my God. Solitary confinement fucks you up.
You can imagine why. Like, you're there by yourself. Like, I don't even like myself that much. Imagine spending... 6 months in your own company.
Yeah, hell.
With no podcasts to listen to.
That's what would happen to you. You'd just be sat in a room being like, welcome to this episode of Slaughter.
Yeah. Hi guys, welcome to Slaughter.
You just...
it's episode 1059. Just like, here's Emma, I'd have like some fucking bag and like a stick. With your face on it.
Just shit smeared face. Yeah.
And a pee. For a nose. So, yeah, that's how dark things can get in prison.
Yeah.
So, after being assessed by psychiatrists, they said that he was faking his symptoms and he actually had APD rather than schizophrenia. He claimed that he committed the crimes due to the ancient god, Apophis, who resembles a serpent. And he began to get a bit obsessed with serpents. These are my favourite bits. So, in prison... Jenkins got access to blades, which I think is pretty easy in prison, pretty standard. And he carved 666 into his own forehead. Now, nice. It wasn't that prominent because he had tattoos all over his face anyway. But what he'd forgotten was he'd done it in the mirror.
So it said PPP?
Well, it's backward six, backward six, backward six. So, you know, like in Mean Girls.
DDD.
Yeah. Yeah, in Mean Girls where she does the L on her chest. Oh, yeah. She's in the mirror. I just thought it was so funny. But then a month later, while he was still awaiting trial, he cut off his own penis in an attempt to make it look like a giant Egyptian serpent god.
To make his penis look like a giant Egyptian serpent
god. Yeah. He's saying...
how big was his dick?
I don't know.
I need a giant serpent. This will do.
Well, then maybe like carved a bit off and like let it dangle.
Oh.
Like, yeah, he fashioned his penis into a serpent.
Oh, so he like cut it a little mouth and
maybe
gave it two eyes.
Well, it said online that you cut it off, but I don't know. I think you probably cut bits of it off.
Did you Google it?
No.
No one would have taken a photo, would they?
No.
Where's his sister?
He needed 27 stitches. So he was declared competent to stand trial, and he insisted on representing himself, much like Bundy. And then...
Did he just use his dick sock puppet for the whole case?
He might as well have. He just went in and started going... Blah, 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 and saying he was speaking in tongues and just sort of like throwing himself around the room, howling and laughing. And they were so convinced that he was obviously innocent, they let him go. No, they didn't. They were like, this guy's weird.
And I'm surprised they let you represent yourself.
You're particularly you like a stunt there. Like, well, here's my defence. Blah, 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 blah. And then they said...
How long do you think that happened before they said this has got to start?
Well, they probably had to let him finish.
No.
Because this is his case.
No.
You present your case.
Yeah. No.
Well, they sentenced him to death.
Oh. Well, he doesn't deserve that just for being talking in tongues.
He killed loads of people!
Well, yeah, I suppose that's the reason.
I don't think they can sentence him to death for his...
But he didn't have a good defence.
No, because he insisted on himself.
They shouldn't have let him. He cut his dick off!
I know. Well, they argued that he did it to prove that he was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he was just high on drugs.
Here's my lawyer, John P. Foreskin. Dash!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.